What up, humans? It's Empress, and welcome to Conversation Piece. We are live on two platforms today, so I'm really excited to be able to have an interactive podcast on one side and also a documented podcast for those that are tuning in later. So I will, if you're watching on either screen, I will be going back and forth talking to the audience today, and I'm just really excited to share the message of the day. And to be 100% transparent, I'm not sure which message we're going to deliver, because this past week has been full of so many messages, so many affirmations, so many downloads, so many revelations, and we just got plenty of notes. So I've already done a reading. Actually, I've done two readings, and we have a plenty of notes to share with you guys. So y'all know when I write it down, it really means something. And I'm really excited to dive into whatever is needed for the collective in this moment. So today I want to start the episode off a little bit different. Of course, we're going live. So I'm doing this live because in the past couple of months, I've talked to some people that have they used to tune in on the live on Instagram, and y'all have let me know that y'all miss it. And I am grateful to bring that back. So it's not like we've ended anything by any means. If y'all been over on the platform on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, y'all know every month we have been tuning in, sharing information, sharing downloads, sharing messages consistently. And so we are grateful for that. We're grateful to be flowing in this consistent flow, be making available messages and downloads to you guys and to whoever is open to receiving. And so without further ado, we'll just dive into some of the things that we've been talking about. So one thing that comes to mind, or that is like really potent or prevalent in this moment, is to mention that last month we talked about the Phoenix Rising. We had a two-part episode talking about the Phoenix Rising and really just getting into your own energy, like not letting the projections of other people stop or stunt your growth and continue to rise up, because at the end of the day, it's all about yourself. And so today I actually titled the message Self-Centered. And when I say the message, like, that's kind of like the overall concept of today, being self-centered and really giving it a new meaning. Because I know that a lot of times when you hear, when people use like, oh, you're so self-centered, like being self-centered is not known to be the best thing in the world. You know, if someone were to call you self-centered, I'm sure someone would probably feel offended. But I am here to shed light on another perspective of what it means to be self-centered, because if you really break it down, you look at the words, to be within yourself and to be centered within yourself, that is a whole place to be. And today in meditation, it really just like popped out for me. I'm like, wow, I'm really centered in myself, because in these past few weeks, the flow has been very like here, there, everywhere, like available for everyone whenever they need me available, and not really honing in on my own energy and emotions. Now, I'm sure if you've been following for a while, you know, you have seen the evolution of what it looks like for me to be in my own space when I'm not in the city versus when I'm in the city. It is a totally different vibe. And this past month has been a challenge for us to really tap into how can we stay grounded and use the tools that we're giving you guys. How can we use these tools to remain grounded no matter where we are, and keep that same mindset to know that we're covered, to know that the divine has us and we're moving in divine timing. How do we keep that no matter what? Even if you're in the most chaotic scenario, the most chaotic situation or whatever, how can we remain grounded? And for me, my tools are connecting in nature, you know, finding a patch of grass to put my feet in, you know, that's one. Another one is just meditating, like breathing, taking a moment to breathe. There is more than enough time for you to breathe. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it does not matter if you have somewhere to be in the next 20 minutes. Take 10 of those minutes to breathe on purpose. These are ways that I show up for myself. And of course, if you know, you know, the journal is always my best friend. When I have lots of thoughts roaming through my head, I am moving too quickly or in a state where I feel like I am not centered within myself, journaling is the perfect outlet, the perfect tool to use for me to really sort and sift through the thoughts that are rushing through my mind so that I can focus on the present moment. Like I said, there's a lot of different things to talk about today, and I'm like, what y'all need to hear first? What do we need to hear first? Because we have this main thing, focus. Where's our focus at? In our past reading, we just had Two of Wands in reverse. And so I guess we'll just start right into that. So Two of Wands, explained, kind of broken down, is like the roots being stabilized. So y'all know we talk about plants here a lot. The plants, in order for it to grow, they have to root. They have to be rooted and ground themselves. And so Two of Wands in reverse is we're talking about passion, excitement, digging your roots deep in joy and excitement. In the card, I don't have the card out right now, but in the card, it's a picture of like a lady, there's two wands on the side of her, and she is standing, kind of just waiting. It kind of looks like she's waiting on a phone call, or she's talking on the phone, or whatever. I have the Modern Witch Tarot, so it's a little bit more modern than the original tarot deck. But anyways, the concept is, there's this person waiting at the bay. They're waiting there, and it's kind of like they're sitting on the porch, like kind of twiddling their feet, twiddling their thumbs, like, okay, what's next, you know? And the concept of like having all of these choices, all of these options, this availability, what should I do next? Should I do this? Should I do this? I have so many options. I don't know what to choose. And so you kind of find yourself in a waiting point, but then there are these different things where we might call them obstacles or challenges, where sometimes things don't actually work out. Like they don't, quote unquote, work out. And of course, y'all know here, I'm very optimistic. When it comes to things that aren't working out, if you feel like you have to force things, then my go-to, you know it's not happening. So I'm gonna read this because it breaks it down pretty clear. Let's see. So choose a path. Opportunities are closing in. It's time to focus. The pressure is on. Instead of sitting there thinking, what if, just take action. And so it's kind of like talking to this person that's really sitting there on the porch like, okay, should I go to this place or should I go and do this? Well, if I do this, I'm da 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 da, and if I do this, then this is gonna happen. And in this message, Spirit's kind of like, just start walking. Like, stop thinking so much about what is gonna happen when you get there. Figure out where you're gonna go, because if you're so focused on all the little details of what's next after you go somewhere, and you haven't even left your present position, you're just kind of setting yourself up for stress, anxiety, depression, the whole list of ailments and mental chaos that comes with that, because you're no longer present. You're no longer setting yourself up for success. It says gain momentum for yourself. So really get traction. Like in order to gain some momentum and get going, you have to get grounded. You have to gain a pace. You have to start somewhere. And so sometimes it's like when we imagine ourselves gaining momentum or getting somewhere, like I talked about before with the podcast, I wanted to have momentum here on this platform. I wanted to build a kind of like a, what's the word, like a momentum is the only word that could come to mind. I wanted to build this momentum that made the platform more familiar. Like, you know what to expect for the most part. You know what to expect when you come here, and you cannot just build that overnight. That's something that you have to consistently show up in and make that happen. Otherwise, it's just an idea roaming through your mind. And so it says, gain the momentum for yourself so the universe can start reading your behavior, activity, and recognize what you're doing and send you support. Send you the support that you need. Like, once you get started, once you take that move, then the blessings, the support, the tools, the resources, the phone calls, everything flows in. And sometimes we can be at the start line, like, okay, in order for me to do this, I need this. I, like, let's say, for example, in order for me to do a podcast, I need a mic. I need specific headphones. I need a specific camera. And I'm standing at the start line and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna wait here until I get my camera. I'm gonna wait here until I get my mic. But no, the divine's telling you, just take that first step and then, like, use what you have. You have a mic, you have some headphones, just use that. You have a camera on your phone, just use what you have. And then you keep stepping and you keep moving forward, and then I'll give you support. Then I'll show you and give you these resources that you need. So I think that's pretty clear. The next card is the Hermit. We have set aside others' perspectives and separate ourselves from others' drama in order to get in touch with our own inner wisdom, which is the light we are creating for the world. So when I hear that, it's like the way I resonate with this is, you know, sometimes we can become like too over involved in other people's flow. For me recently, it's been family and community. These past few months has been very active. We've been engaging with lots of different people, and when we come into a space, the flow doesn't stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, the party don't stop. It doesn't stop rolling. And sometimes if you don't have clear boundaries with your energy, with your emotion and your availability to people, that line, if you don't ever put the call or the line on do not disturb, the line is just going to keep ringing. And so at some point you have to put it on hold. You have to put it on pause or say, we closed. Like, the store got to close at some point so we can do some maintenance, so we can do some upkeep, so we can clean up and continue to provide this top tier energy, you know, this energy exchange, whatever that energy exchange is. Like, just like in a restaurant, like, they got to close so they can clean up, revamp, restock, build up more inventory so that we can serve new fresh food the next day or the next week. And sometimes I feel like, you know, as women, we can run our restaurants as if we just 24 hours nonstop all the time. And now there's one thing you could do that, but if you don't have the proper tools, resources, and team to continue that flow and that demand, you're going to overwork yourself. You are overexerting yourself. And when do you have time for yourself? And, I've heard and I've noticed, you know, especially now, everyone is just so busy. I don't have time. I can't do it. I'm too busy for that. And, you know, but when someone else asks you to be available for them, whether it be for a meeting, a phone call, an event, whatever, we are quick to start problem solving, analyzing, creating solutions in our mind and our schedule and our time to be available for other people. But why is it that when we need time for ourselves, whether it's just to breathe, to be still, to have a moment of silence, we don't have time? I can't do it. Ugh, I'm too stressed. And you're still moving. You're still going and trying to make something happen, to fix it, to do something different or figure it out when it's already figured out. It's just time for you to retreat and let all the other outside perspectives take a rest, like, get out of your flow. So again, we're coming back to centering ourselves. We talked about, stepping away from the rigmarole. And it's so funny because the word rigmarole, my grandma used to say this all the time. She's like, get that rigmarole out of here. You know, she would just use that word and nobody ever knew what the hell it meant. But it's like when she said it was like, you knew it was like some mess. And so I looked up the word. It means fuss, lengthy process, or complicated. And I resonate with this because sometimes we can find ourselves immersed in chaos and when we don't need to be, but we think that is required in order to get to our next destiny, get to our next destination, or the vision that we have to get to, or desire to get to. And sometimes when we are crowded with other people's perspective, energy, expectations, the ways that they feel things should be done, we then like take our beliefs and how we know that things work for us and just kind of toss that to the side. But why would you toss all of your tools and what you know works for you? That's like going to a sleepover and not packing any clothes. And everyone wears a different size and you're like, oh, I don't have any clothes. And you're like, can I borrow some clothes? And they're like, yeah, I got this. And you're like, that don't even fit me. Like, how are you going to be picky when like you should have just brought your own clothes? You should have brought your own tools to provide for yourself. Does that make sense? Like, you have a prescribed outfit. You have a set size. You have a customized toolbox, and you want to go and try to use somebody else's. And so then when you go to try to use somebody else's, you find yourself having to research again, start all over. Things are more complicated. It's just not really working out. And it really, and I'm speaking for myself, but whoever's listening, may this align with you. It gives me an opportunity to really step back and be like, okay, this is bringing up an uncomfortable energy. This is making me feel anxious. This is making me feel rushed because now I'm stepping into a new territory that doesn't quite align with me, but I'm doing it for someone else. And after I do this for someone else, I still have to sit in the consequences of this decision, not them. So maybe I should slow down on my decisions, because is what I'm going to worth me sacrificing what I know is not aligned with me? What I already have made my mind up to not engage in now for one thing that I think is more convenient, I'm willing to change that? It don't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. So it shouldn't be so complicated. The process shouldn't be so lengthy. Don't, if you feel this fuss, it's time to step back and reconnect with your inner voice. So this message to me was really powerful because I felt that in the past, what is time, y'all? In this past season of time, I find myself kind of overwhelmed. Like, there's this like overwhelming feeling of like, oh my gosh, I'm anxious. I gotta be engaging with people. I don't really want to. How do I balance this? How do I find time for myself when things are back to back? Everything is kind of just on this constant flow. How do I find stillness? Like, without being rude, you know? Because it's like, yeah, I'm excited to see people. I'm excited to be in engagements and things of that nature. But how do we find balance? Like, how can we make proper use of our time in this mix, in this flow? Of course, every day is not perfect. We have these moments where our schedule, our routine isn't the same, and we have to make adjustments. We have to learn how to pivot. We have to do things in a different way than we did before. And that's the beauty of it, because there was a thing, there was a word. I remember what I said, but there was part I wrote down where I said, like the obstacles or the challenges are just proof of the divine working. It's somewhere in here. I might be skipping way ahead. But those moments where we feel like it's obstacles and it's like challenges just presenting themselves, that is that is evidence of the universe working. Let me see, when I said evidence, I know it was on the second page. Because every day that we're living, like we have constant evidence just showing up from the divine, like countless times. Like we have miracles just booming and blossoming around us every day. It's just up to us to realize like how the divine is showing up. Just because it didn't manifest just like how we seen it, maybe just like how we seen it wasn't the way that we needed it in this season, in this time, in this situation, you know? And so, yes, those obstacles are just proof and evidence of the divine working in your favor. Let's just go back to the last page. We'll get to it. So yes, back to connecting to our inner voice. This inner voice is associated with the Hermit card, and I feel it's necessary for people to align with this Hermit energy, like very frequently, like every 2 weeks. Like for those of you that get your nails done every 2 weeks, like this, that same energy, like get into your zone, get into your self-care element, get into your space and tap into your own divine intuition. Because even just like this platform, like there's a lot of resources available for people to tap into the guidance and support from others. But know that these resources are within you. You don't need an outside source. You don't need a YouTuber or even someone like myself. You don't need us to share our process, our downloads, and our wisdom to tap into your own. You have it within you already. And these conversations, these platforms, these videos, these YouTubers are catalysts and reminders for you to remember you have this gift within you. You have this wisdom already within you. You already were told this a while ago from your ancestors, and this tribe member is just here to remind you, hey, you got this. You have the resources. You have all the tools. Now what are you going to do with it? Do you remember that you put it in the cabinet? Go take it out. Go use that, because now is the time to use that tool, you know? It says we are cooperating with the universe that has lots going on at once. So there's a lot going on at once, and we're cooperating with the universe to bring harmony and clarity into our experience. Things are moving our way. If there's something stopping me, it may be my own block. Now, we talked about this before. We can be real quick to say like so-and-so is the reason why this and this is happening. And I encourage you to reflect and look back, because anytime we engage or experience other people that in a way that we may not agree with, or something that may rub us the wrong way, and it just kind of like grasp your attention, like you can't forget it. Those are opportunities for us to evaluate ourselves, evaluate our emotions, our behaviors, and how we are treating others and ourselves. I firmly believe that these moments, these engagements, or these experiences that we have that are so prominent enough for us to talk about it and complain about it, or have some type of energy that is like frustrated or angry, aligning with this lower vibration, it's an opportunity to say, okay, why is this affecting you so much? And where is this coming from? Like, where does this block come from, and why? How can we address it, and how can we fix it? Because it's not just them. It's not just you. We're not just pointing the finger. So yeah, how can we address this block? Okay, so we have a couple of different things. So The Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune talks about how, you know, we have this push and pull. It's obviously a wheel, it's in motion, and what goes around comes around. Everything is flowing. And so in this universal experience, everything is not, there's no linear experience. So it's not just going to be on one plane, it's all good all the time. You have this flow and or this circular motion where you have goods and you have bads, or you have ups and you have downs. And how you react to it is, it determines your experience. It says you are in chain, you are in charge. Sometimes the universe pushes back, but that just means you need to push forward. That statement right there, sometimes the universe pushes back and you need to push forward. That is like, it's so simple, but I think I need to repeat that again because a lot of times when things are challenging, when things are blocking us, we can be quick to be like, oh, okay, it's not in alignment. It's not for me. It didn't work. I'm gonna just boop, stop. And nah, like those are those moments where sometimes it's like, oh, it's not moving forward. Like, let me put some more oomph into it. Let me bend my knees a little bit. Let me really get into this and put some more like energy into that, or more oomph, you know? Like, how can I push back? Because that doesn't always mean like when there's challenges, it, like anything that's worth having, it doesn't come easy, you know? So we have to put work into things and not just expect everything to be handed to us. You have to, like, again, you're cooperating, you're co-creating with the universe. So it's not like things are just magically appearing out of thin air. Like, the things that you endure and experience are because of the works that you've done before. And so, even if you've done work time and time again, you've put in energy, you've put in effort, you've co-created all this time, it doesn't just mean that it just comes to a flat line and like everything's just smooth cruising. Like, depending on your perspective, it can be. But where it says here is like you're distilling that energy, you are alchemizing these things into this precious jewel. So, in those moments where it feels like, what the heck am I supposed to do with this? Why does it seem like I keep getting set back? Every time we take 10 steps forward, we take two back. Like, don't be discouraged by those moments because it's just an opportunity to assess. Didn't I get water? Quick water break, one more. Okay. So yes, like I was saying, sometimes these blocks are just an opportunity to reassess, our energy, to reassess how we are showing up and putting forth the energy that we desire to receive, really aligning with the frequency. I like the analogy of the radio. You know, when you're tuning into the radio and you're using the knob, not just pressing the buttons, but when you have to turn the knob to get the dial to line up with the exact frequency so that you can tune in to what it is that you want to hear. Sometimes it takes a little bit of adjusting and you're going back and forth and you are really fine-tuning the knob to align with the frequency that you want to listen to align with, to vibrate on. And so, yeah, it says, it's worth exploring what's got me stuck. It's not always bad timing. So, yeah, when you have those moments where you face with challenges, don't just see it as bad timing or, oh, it's the wrong time. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Like, maybe you should. Maybe you should challenge that experience and push forward. Yes, and that also goes into like trusting our inner voice. It says we have all that we need within us. And that was kind of back on that last point about where is it? Oh, with the Wheel of Fortune and the Hierophant. Like knowing that you don't have to keep going to this outside source to retain this information or to achieve this goal. Sometimes the resource that we're seeking is within us, and it's failing every time with everybody else. You know, you try to collab with this person, you try to do something with this person, and it's like a flop every time because the divine is like, stop trying to get the accolades from other people. Stop trying to, you know, get somebody else to put you on. Like, no, you put you on, because it's going to mean so much more when you put yourself on versus somebody else just saying, oh yeah, they cool. Because then at that point, like, do they really know you? You know, like, is it even aligned? Like, did you work for it? Like, how long will it last? Like, did that make sense? Y'all don't hear me. Y'all not in the room right now. So let me know in the comments below. Inviting people that are on the flow of their intuition. To her. I don't know why I put that. Inviting people that are on the flow of their intuition to hear. Okay, to hear. I just put her spelling right into fast. And so there was this other question. It says, where are you feeling exhausted? And oh my gosh. I feel that, like, that question, it feels so loaded. Like, where do you feel exhausted? I feel like in certain scenarios, in certain environments, it can be really exhausting to just be yourself, you know? Like, it can be exhausting because everything you say can be like a whole lesson. Like, you gotta over or double explain yourself, or it almost feels like you're pleading, like proving yourself worthy. And I'm just not like a fan of that, you know? Like, I know who I am. I love myself. I know that the decisions and the choices that I make are in alignment for my well-being. And if it don't resonate with you, like, so be it. Because my ministry is not to convince or convert people to practice the lifestyle that I practice. It don't have a name, so there's no team to join. Like, it's just me doing what I do that's good for me, you know? And so, yeah, like, that's what feels exhausting, is like engaging with energies that are almost like vampire-ish, that are like, tell me how to do that, or, you know, not even tell me how to do that. Let me rephrase that. More so like not even interested in knowing how to, but more so like criticizing how you do what you do. That's exhausting. And so I say, I reclaim my energy. I take it back. I reclaim it. I reclaim my energy from sources unknown and known, and I restore and center myself. We got the 10 of Pentacles. That's the physical, money, abundance, gold, living. We don't need to focus, or we don't need to be focusing on other people's experiences of blessing. Don't be looking at people's lives like, oh, that's how they, I can't even formulate. Like, I don't know, like that's why you doing this and that. Like, it's kind of like a child, like childish mentality. Like, you know, it's funny because we joke around about this, like, that's why you da 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 da. Like, it's kind of like a kid, like, with a comeback, but not really having a comeback. Like, that's why you don't get no blessings or something. Like, girl, boy, worry about yourself. Like, don't be worried about other people's experiences and their blessings, because, like, hello, we have an opportunity to see and reflect on our own blessings and blessings that are flowing in and through us. And if we're focused on someone else's, it's like, how you do that? So the 10 is fulfillment, crossing the finish line and grabbing your victory. Don't sacrifice yourself for others. That leads you to a place of being impoverished. Every cycle needs to be focused on self. If you are losing your ground, no one is benefiting. So that kind of goes back into what we talked about when we talked about, like, you know, showing up for other people, and you are constantly giving, you're always available for everyone else, but then you don't have time for yourself. You're losing your ground. And so in those moments, like, it's kind of like your feet are levitating off the ground. You have no idea how you are there, and you kind of just, like, dangling like a puppet. You're just letting people just move and manipulate you all over the place, and you don't have any ground. Your feet are not grounded. And so this just leaves us in a very vulnerable space that I feel doesn't align us with the true abundance that we are manifesting, like the true abundance that we know that we have the capacity to bring in. It's a very clear example for me in engaging with certain people in my life. Like, there's a reason why when I'm at home, like, I'm not as available. Like, there's many people that can tell you, like, I'm not that available. And initially I felt really bad. Like, I was like, damn, like, I should probably call these people, you know, I should probably give them a call, ring them up. But, like, when that happens, like, I always get off the phone so drained, kind of confused, sometimes upset, angry, uncomfortable. I feel violated because of certain questions that are asked. Like, it leaves me feeling so uncomfortable, you know? And for the other person, they may be like, oh, I got the tea, or, you know, I feel good. I feel rejuvenated. I got the light. I got the juice. But not bringing in that reciprocity, like, not restoring that energy that it is that they have pulled, drained, and received from me. And so it's always about balance, you know? And I feel that in the type of work that I do, it's really important to find balance, you know? Yeah. Because again, like I said, if you are losing your ground, no one is benefiting. Excuse me. And so just when I say that, if you're losing ground, no one is benefiting. Like, okay, I'm gonna get electrical with y'all. Like, you know, you have in electricity, you have your ground wire, you know, what is powering the light. And so if that ground wire is not connected, then you don't have electricity, you don't have a light. And so when it's not connected, then it's just not connected, and you don't get any energy flow. You don't have a fuel flowing through to get it to ignite. And so if you think of yourself like a light, and you imagine the earth or your spiritual practices as your ground wire to connect and lock in on that, if you are like an extension cord and you have reached your max and you keep pulling until it disconnects, like, we got to plug it back in. We got to connect it and find the distance that aligns just enough for us to continue to use that cord without stretching it and bringing on shortages and things like that. So again, if you're not connected to that ground wire, no one's benefiting. Everybody's in the dark. Like, you could be there all day and you're like, okay, I'm here, how can I help? But if that wire is not connected, we can't see nothing. I don't know. And then we all in the dark, confused. So I hope that analogy aligns with you. So focus on you is the main statement of that, on that Ten of Pentacles. So I'm feeling called to shift into this next thingamabob. Let's see, we've been live for 40 minutes now. I think we're going to go on to a quick commercial, and then we will reconvene on the next loop. All right. Alrighty, so we are back with Self-Centered Part 2, and we're just going to pick back up where the magic starts magicking, okay? So this message, it says, the energy that you're offering is not being fulfilled back to you. When you're in your gift, there's a flow. It ebbs and flows, it comes and it goes, and everything is being replenished. But when you are outside of yourself, you are setting yourself up to be burnt out. And this there's a question that says, is there a place of mislocation between you and how you present yourself in the world and what you actually have to offer? How might you change that? And for us here, we had some opportunities to really make some adjustments, to reevaluate how we are showing up and how we make ourselves available to those around us, to the world around us, because sometimes we can feel like we have to follow in on this flow of making ourselves available. Like I said, we're right there as soon as we're needed, and not being available for ourselves, you know. Again, like I said before, we feel like we are totally depleted and ridded of all of the energy that we've put in work for, whether we are meditating and grounding ourselves. We have kind of exhausted our gas, and the nearest gas station is 25 miles away. And let's say 25 miles away is being uninterrupted, not having to work for at least 24 hours, resting, napping, and, you know, journaling, processing your emotions. But all at the same time, you still have to communicate. You still have to show up to work. You still have to, you know, show up and be available at the time that you've been available. But how do we navigate and find that time for ourselves when the flow is still flowing? And like I said, there's always more than enough. So here is my testimony from this past cycle. So when it comes to the things that we manifest, the things that we say we want to do, we have to commit to them wholeheartedly. I know in the previous episodes, I don't remember exactly what episode, but there was a message that we had where we talked about serving two masters. Like, you cannot serve two masters. If you know that you want to book an Airbnb for another day, but you're not sure how you're going to do that, so don't worry about how you're going to do it. Just know that you will do it and show up in the ways that you know how you can do that to make it happen. Does that make sense? So for example, really aligning with that frequency, and that joy of what it feels like when it's already done, like move as if it's already done. Did I write this down? I know I wrote it down, but where did I write it down? I'd like to refer to my notes so I can see it as I'm telling you, but we're just gonna have to go off memory because there's a lot of different things here. So checkout was at 11 a.m. and it was 10:26. And at that time, normally you would think like, oh, it's time to pack up. But no, I knew for sure that I wanted to make another reservation. I did not want to pack up. I was not going to change and move in a different flow. Because if I start to pack up, then that insinuates to the universe that, okay, I don't think that I'm worthy of doing what it is that I said I want to do. So I'm moving towards something that I didn't say anything about. So of course, it presents itself available. But if I move like it's already done, then it so it is, and so it is, you know. So, like I said, it's 10:26 a.m. and checkout is at 11 a.m. But I'm not thinking about checking out. I'm thinking about staying in my space. And I say, okay, there's about 30 minutes, a little over 30 minutes that I have. If I do some breath work right now for 9 minutes, I have enough time to do that. And there's 3 cycles in this breath work practice meditation that I decided to do. And it is my go-to. It's something that really centers me. And on my second round, I get a notification from Cash App that a payment was made. Now, I've done the work prior to this moment. I've put in my part with the universe. I've co-created with the universe to say, hey, there's transactions, there's these things, but people haven't sent in their invoices. People have not paid their dues. And then the business is not making their money, making the money. And so anyways, like I said, by the second round, I visualize myself covering the costs, already done, and I hear the Cash App notification, and I'm like, wow, there's more than enough. I don't even need to look at it. I don't even need to open my eyes. I already know it's more than enough to receive what it is that I said that I will align with. And just like that, 2-3 notifications back to back, actually 4 notifications came back to back just as I was breathing from one moment to the next. And by 10:50, I had the full amount that I needed to pay that fee to extend. And just as I said it was going to be done, it was done. And so let's see here. I just shared that. So I had something that I was looking forward to, and I had things that brought me joy and excitement to align me with the frequency of what I knew that would feel like to feel at ease, to feel like I don't have to move, to pack up and be in a space of the unknown, but be like, you know, I've done this before, time and time again. The universe has constantly shown me miracles over and over. So why would I doubt that the miracles won't show up again? Why won't I just move in the confidence that it's already done? And speaking of miracles, Aizan, she says, where's she at? You be talking about miracles. Okay. It says, you claim you want miracles, but you take an I'll believe it when I see it approach. What if you see it after you believe it? Believe that you deserve to be, do, and have the world. I don't know when or how, but I know it will, or I know I will. So yeah, let that marinate. Self-centered. We have joy. We have liberation. We have feeling safe, grief, rage, and live out loud. I'm going to go through these and we're going to wrap it up after that. It will probably be another 10-15 minutes, but these are the messages that I felt called to share. Like I said at the beginning, there are a lot of different messages to share. There are a lot of different that's it. There's a lot of different stories and messages to share, and we are going to cover all of it. Take me to the ocean. All right. There we go. Okay. So, joy. Your happiness matters. Joy is sacred. Your laughter waters the earth. You deserve to be happy. The affirmation is, I feel like when I'm happy. Liberation. You deserve to feel free. Your dreams hold the power and the keys to your liberation. You are freedom herself. Rise up. My dreams empower me. Feeling safe. You deserve to feel secure. It is finally safe for you to be you. You have wandered the dark night and overcome these obstacles and blocks of the flow. You are the light. Feeling safe is knowing that your basic needs are met. Feeling safe is feeling at home in your own body. I am safe. It is safe to be safe. And I say here to speak your truth and don't take things personally. Be impeccable with your word and always do your best. Sometimes that looks like being still and making time for rest. I didn't even mean to rhyme right there, but it happened, okay? Grief. Good grief. That was the first thing that came to mind. Let it rest. Let it out. Let it be known, spoken, heard, and felt. I gotta dive into this card a little bit because sometimes we as a people can be so full of grief that we don't actually let it out. Like we feel the grief, we experience the grief, but it only feels good to let it out on other people. But the problem is, and I just spoke with a very wise elder pioneer in the community, Miss Linda Lindula. I was sharing with her how when I was in college, I had this process of when I experienced something that was challenging, frustrating, or made me feel like very upset, my first instinct was to call or text someone, like call them and be like, let it all out, like let the grief just go, you know? And there were moments where I would call my friends, you know, I had a circle of friends that though these were my go-to people, and I'm sure many people can resonate. Like you got that one friend that you're like, oh, I'm gonna call them and I'm gonna tell them all the tea. I'm gonna tell them all the drama. I'm gonna let them know what happened today and I'm gonna get it off my chest. But something clicked for me in that time where I felt this grief. Sometimes I would feel so angry. I would feel so upset at a certain situation that I just wanted to get it out. I wanted to talk about it. And so I would call someone, one of my friends, one of, say, my five friends, whoever. And after talking about it, you know, I felt still heavy. Like, I still felt like I was carrying this weight. I felt like it didn't really get resolved. Like, my intention was to be able to share this, get it off my chest, and then, like, I would be good. But the problem with sharing things like that are high emotions or out of the spite of things or out of this grief that you may feel in the present moment, then it's carried on because then you see this person again. And then say you just got over it. You talked about it, you got through it, but you don't ever want to talk about it again. And you see this person a week or two later and they're like, hey, how's that thing going? It brings up anxiety. It brings up this feeling of stress and like, shit, I wouldn't even think about that no more. I don't even want to talk about it. But there are some people that just won't let it go. And yo, when I tell you I had some people in my life that were like that, that would bring up exes or different stories and people, and it put me in a place where I'm like, I don't want to talk about that anymore. I've healed from it. I've overcome it. And that's not a topic of discussion for me. But it hits different when you've shared this part of yourself, you've shared this story, and now it's like an episode for them. Now they want to hear the next part. What happened? You know, what's the tea? And that does not leave us or give us room to really expand and heal in the way that we need to actually overcome this grief, to actually give our grief and let it go. And so, it says, that's not ready yet. So anyways, like I was saying, I was sharing that with her and I was like, you know, I learned, I just need to write these things down. That's when I really started journaling. This was back in 2016, where I was like, okay, I don't actually feel fulfilled after having these conversations. You know, sometimes I feel like, okay, I got it out. But then like, I find myself kind of just talking in circles, and I end up talking to myself because I already know what I need to do, but I really just needed to slow down my voice, my emotions, and my energy. And it's okay for me to talk it out, but maybe I don't need to share it with another human, because like I said, with sharing with another human, you are keeping that energy in flow. You're keeping it in rotation. Instead, now I write it, I journal it, or I go give it to the universe. I give it to the earth. I step outside. I move, putting my feet in the ground. It started first, of course, in that time with journaling, but it has evolved into paintings and drawings and just really releasing, letting these things go and putting this energy in motion, whether it be through art, through writing, through text, but not sending it to anyone. This has been a huge resource for me to level out myself and center myself. And so I share that with that. I said senses is a natural human function. It's not bad. We must become friends with our inner voice and listen. It's speaking loud and clear. Sometimes the noise we create for ourselves is drowning out our intuitive wisdom, which is the tool that propels us forward in our journey. And so when I talk about senses, like this, the first thing that comes to mind is like when we talk about astrology, when people hear that like talk about Cancers or Pisces, they always talk about how emotional they are or talk about how sensitive they are. And when they say that, it's almost like it's a bad thing. But something that is missing is the understanding that senses is not a bad thing. Being human, you have senses. The senses that you have are the tools to help you through your journey. You know, we have senses to let us know when there's danger around. We have senses to let us know when we're hungry. We have senses to let us know when we're cold. And sometimes those senses also can signal and let us know when something just is not right. And it's funny because I actually just watched this movie where the main character wore headphones all the time. He had headphones in his ear, and he wore these headphones as a coping mechanism because he had a traumatic experience as a young child. And so he would listen to music that made him put him into this good vibration, but he would have it on all the time to where he was just muting out the reality of his life. Like, he was a really good person, very genuine soul, but he just was around the wrong people, mixed in with a bad crowd of criminals. And you know, it wasn't right. And so he would just mute out the reality of what was going on. And so he lived with a guy that was deaf, and so he spoke sign, or he signed, he did sign language as well. But anyways, the moral of the story is that he admitted, like in the story, that, oh, I'll use this to drown out the noise. Like, this is for me to cope with the trauma. And sometimes we have to take out that noise. We have to eliminate the extra background noise because it is distracting our clear path to hearing that intuitive voice, to hearing the guidance to what's going to help us heal, what's going to align us with the version of ourselves that is healed. And when I say that the align with the version of ourselves that is healed, it also makes me think of, you know, I say at the beginning of our podcast, you know, this is a podcast that helps you to align with the best version of yourself or your highest self. And your highest self can just be simply that, the best version of yourself, or that version of yourself that is you to the core. Like, when you feel your best, like, that's your highest self. And so I wanted to bring clarity to that because sometimes, and I've actually heard some people on the internet share about, like, oh, I don't want to look to this higher self anymore, as if it's something separate from me. And I think that is true. And I think that's important to not look at your higher self as like this version of yourself that you have to get to, but more so a version of yourself that is you aligning with who you are, and eliminating that does not serve you to allow you to be that best version of yourself. Like the best version of yourself is when you feel good, when you feel safe, when you feel whole, when you feel grounded and you feel pleasure. That is the best version of yourself. And so tapping into the tools that align you with that part of yourself, you know, you grab all that and then it's like, boom, here I am. So yes, that is that. And so, yes, again, I wanted to share this line again. The senses that we have, our senses is a natural human function. It is not bad. We must become friends with our inner voice and listen. It's speaking loud and clear. Some of us go to our friends. Some of us, you know, call up that strong friend and say, hey, I got this going on and I just don't know what to do. Da, 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 da. But like, instead of picking up that phone, like, how can we pick up the phone to our higher self? How can we pick up our inner calling? How can we pick up the phone for our heart, for ourselves, for our intuitive voice? Because she's been calling you all this time, but you trust so-and-so's intuitive voice more than you listen and trust your own. And at the end of the day, you can only translate so much because your inner voice only speaks in your language. Yes. So tap into your senses. Listen to your inner voice. Don't be afraid of the emotions that are flowing. That are flowing into you, you know, that are flowing in through you, because that is the message that is for you to guide you on your journey and serve you in your purpose along the way. That is something that no one, no human can give to you. It is rooted within. The next thing we have is rage. And at the same time that I got this card, I also got shine, which is I am ready to be seen and heard. And when I said that, it was like, it was with some funk in it. Like, I'm ready to be seen and heard. They gonna hear me. And rage, I felt called to say it. Rage is different than just showing out. Like, sometimes we get rage confused with performative drama, you know? And again, I don't find that that is in any way helpful for us to evolve and elevate to the version of ourselves that we know that we can experience peace and harmony and growth in our communication with our families. That went. So anyways, I have a right to feel my feelings. Take a breath, close your eyes, and put both hands on your abdomen. Sacred rage inspires us to lead, to protest, and to shift policies. And this one hit because, y'all, I tapped into rage so hard in this past week. We had some issues with Airbnb. And y'all know how in the previous episodes I was like, yo, I kind of felt ashamed to share my journey and to share my story because, you know, sometimes these moments can look like, oh, damn, like, that's bad. Why you got all this stuff and you not in the house? Well, you not in Airbnb. But it's like, nah, if I let you know, like, I booked 2.5 Airbnbs in one day, and that was not the intention. It feels this rage, you know, it brings up this feeling of like, what the fuckery? Because sometimes things, these policies that are in place are limited, and they make you think that you can't go past what boundary that they set. But nah. Like, we get our reparations around here. So that rage, it feels the persistence. And so I feel that rage aligns with persistence. Persisting forward. Persist and how much are you willing, like, what evidence are you willing to contribute to your worthiness of this time and effort? And let me say that again. What evidence can you contribute to your worthiness of my time and effort? I think that that's a lot of how things are working today. Like, you know, you ask for support and then it's like, oh, let me give you a minute. Like, I'll call you back or I'll message back or I'll do this to support you. But it's not until you persist like time and time again and say, okay, this is what I need. I need 100% compensation. You're not just going to give me 20%. You're not just going to give me 30%. I'm not meeting you halfway. I need you to meet me all the way, because what has happened has inconvenienced me totally. I've dished out too much money in something that has that should have been done already. Like, these spaces should have been cleaned. Like, it shouldn't have been food under the couch. There should have been somebody that came and cleaned this. Like, why are we paying a cleaning fee if people aren't cleaning? That should have been knocked off, and that would have been a lot more affordable than, you know, what y'all taxing on. But some people can get so greedy, and if no one says anything, then everyone's just experiencing the same problem and just complaining about it. And so this sacred rage is what allows you to really stand up on your feet and say, look, you're gonna treat me the way I need to be treated. Like, I deserve this. Not only that, I paid for this. So run me my money and pay for this too, because this needs to be straightened out. And so, you know, persisting in that, don't back down because it takes them 24 hours to respond. Don't stop because, you know, the people want to get an attitude, hang up in your face, like, call again. Hey, let me speak to the higher up, because this is an issue, you know? So, I said, all that is owed to me returns to me tenfold. Just because you feel threatened does not mean that you're being threatened. Sometimes it's just the projection of others' discomfort and insecurities. That's that. Then we got Yasigi, live out loud, express yourself, and speak your truth. Don't be ashamed of the process. And so that is exactly what I'm sharing right now. Like, this is some transparency, again, in this journey, in this process, in this episode. You know, like I shared in the past, like, I used to be so ashamed of moments like this where, you know, sometimes we be in between spaces and like money looks funny because you have businesses that won't return your deposit, or, you know, things that just kind of get hung up. And from an outside perspective, it can look like, oh, like, why you don't have this? Why you don't have enough money to do this, this, and this? And it's like, well, the thing is, like, I've had to exert my currency in a way that was not planned. You know, I've extinguished my budget with some other bull crap that shouldn't have been a problem, but it is, and now it was, and here we are, you know. But all that to say, like, we stay in high spirits. I am still grateful, and I'm, again, like I said, oh, I came to it finally. Obstacles are evidence of your magic. Or obstacles or challenges, one or the other. Obstacles and the challenges are evidence of your magic. How you respond, it determines your experience. So how you respond to these things is how your experience will be, because I could have very well been like super sad and like, oh man, like, this didn't work out. They didn't give me my money. Like, oh, they can only give me 20%, and just settled on that. But like, no, you persist and you continue to say, hey, like, I know that something else can happen. And I'm gonna need you to make it happen, because they'll tell you whatever the textbook tells them to tell you. But you tell them, hey, this is what I need. This is how things get moving. And so this is in every aspect in life. You know, I just encourage y'all to step up and stand up for yourself, and don't take no shits. Okay. Yes. Sorry to share this story. I already shared this story, but the last thing, today on April 2nd, 6 years ago, I made a post. I used to make these posts that said note to self. And the note to self would just be a thought or a message or a note of advice to myself whenever I felt called. And so I was making these posts all the time. This was 6 years ago in 2018. The note to self on this day was delete excuses. And I still stand very firm to that. And I think that whenever that download came in, it stuck with me from then to now. There's no excuse. It's ringing in my ear. There's no excuse to progress forward and get to where you want to be. So don't let anybody tell you otherwise, you know, and just keep moving forward. Keep your head up high and stay grounded in your journey. So I leave you on that note, and I am grateful for you tuning in to this episode. Again, thank you for joining us here on Conversation Peace. I look forward to sharing peaceful conversations with you in the comments and any other platforms that we have communication available. So yes, thank you for tuning in, and may this bring much peace. See you.